You know, we've all heard of the phrase, when I get around to it. So what is this elusive round to it, T-U-I-T? You don't see them very often, and they are very hard to come by. But all kidding aside, we are familiar with what it really represents, the dreaded bad habit of procrastination. Procrastination is defined as follows: the act of delaying or postponing a task. It is a struggle familiar to nearly everyone, from students dreading assignments to professionals putting off important projects. Procrastination can undermine productivity, increase stress, and erode self-confidence. Though it may seem like a simple matter of willpower, overcoming procrastination often requires a strategic and holistic approach. Today we're going to explore the causes of procrastination, its impact, and offer practical steps to break free from its grip. Before addressing of how to overcome procrastination, it's often crucial to understand why it happens. People that procrastinate are often very hardworking, but they get their priorities out of order. Procrastination is rarely about laziness. Instead, it is rooted in complex emotional and psychological factors such as the fear of failure. The anxiety of not performing perfectly can lead individuals to avoid starting a project or starting a task altogether. We often don't know the correct steps to take, so we avoid taking any at all by delaying the start of activity. Perfectionism, an unrelenting desire for flawlessness, can make even simple tasks feel overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to get going and get things done. How it gets done may not be relevant as long as it gets done. Sometimes it's a lack of motivation. If a task feels tedious or irrelevant or disconnected from our interests, deferral becomes tempting, putting it off. We may postpone doing those tasks that we dislike and dread, and the thought of doing them, so that we put them off for as long as possible. Sometimes it's poor time management, struggling to prioritize or allocate time effectively can result in important tasks being postponed. Sometimes we just have to create a list of what we want to do and start with the most critical task first. Or maybe it's the least desirable task on our list so that we get them out of the way. Sometimes procrastination results from decision paralysis, unclear priorities, or too many options can halt progress before it begins. Being unable to make a decision can lead to delaying the start of a project. You know, recognizing these causes is the first step towards developing a tailored strategy to overcome procrastination. The book of Proverbs offers much advice about good work habits. You know, we're all familiar with Proverbs 6, verse 6 through 7, where it admonishes us to go to the ant, or to observe the ant, as to its diligence and resourcefulness to provide for their own. You know, what are some of the steps that we can take to conquer procrastination? Step one, awareness and self-reflection. To address procrastination, begin by tracking your habits. Notice when and why you tend to postpone tasks. Consider maybe keeping a journal or a log or using a habit tracking app to identify recurring patterns. Ask yourself the question, what types of tasks do we avoid the most? Do we hate making the bed, doing the dishes, reconciling the checkbook, filing taxes, or doing daily Bible study and prayer? We need to ask ourselves, what do we feel when we procrastinate? How do we feel? Do we have a dread of doing something? That dread hang over our head all day long because we don't want to do it? Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Do we have a sense of guilt for not doing what we need to be doing? You know, why not attack it right away so that we get it out of the way? It's a good way to conquer those tasks that we dread. What triggers our urge to put things off? What is it that makes us delay starting a project or task? This reflection, if we think about it, will help us overcome our bad habit of procrastination if we have one. Build yourself a plan. In order to do that, you need to set some clear and achievable goals. You know, procrastination flourishes in the absence of clarity. When tasks feel vague or overwhelming, our mind resists engaging in those tasks. You know, to counteract this, sometimes we need to take and break down tasks that are huge tasks into smaller steps. Instead of a task of writing a report or making out a summary of things, break things down into smaller steps so that we have a feeling of success as we accomplish each one of those steps. You know, they say in the industry that we're supposed to set SMART goals for ourselves. SMART goals mean S for specific, M for measurable, A for achievable, R for relevant, and T for time-bound. Use checklists. Physically crossing off completed steps provide motivation and gives a sense of progress and success. It is often best to start off the day in prayer, asking God to help us through the tasks that we want to accomplish during the day. Lay them out before God and ask Him to help you with the difficult tasks that lay ahead of you. You know, are you working on a difficult problem at work and you don't know how to solve it? Lay it out before God and ask Him to inspire you so that you can solve that problem. Is there a task that you need to perform that you don't know if you have the energy to even take it on? You know, we're admonished in Psalm 55, verse 22, to cast your burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. You know, He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. And in Matthew 11, 29 through 30, we are admonished to take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Share your burdens with God, and He will make them more bearable. Third step that we can take is to prioritize and schedule. You know, effective prioritization helps you focus on what matters most. There's a system called the Eisenhower Matrix, which divides tasks into urgent, important, not urgent, and not important. It's important that we tackle the urgent and important items first. Assign deadlines, even if they're artificial deadlines. You know, setting personal due dates can prevent last-minute scrambles. Sometimes it is best to move the due dates closer to the present day so that in the event that something actually goes wrong or unforeseen problems arise, we have additional time with which we can resolve them. You know, block out times in your day. Allocate a specific block of time in your calendar for dedicated work on key projects. You know, the modern philosophy of multitasking often leads to substandard results because we divide our attention up into too many different thoughts and activities, that it often feels like we are not accomplishing our goals, and it takes it longer than if we had attacked each one of them separately. You know, Matthew 6, 25 to 33 tells us not to worry about the cares of this world, but to seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. If we do that, it's amazing how God helps us accomplish the tasks that we set up for the rest of the day. You know, we need to also optimize our environment. What I mean by that is a cluttered or distracting environment can, you know, sabotage our best intentions. You know, take steps to create a space that's conducive to focusing on the task at hand. Declutter. Remove unnecessary items from your workspace. We need to make things more easy to work with and work around. We need to minimize digital distractions. You know, silence the notifications on your phone. You know, close unused tabs on your desktop browser. You know, we tend to get distracted by what's going on in the community, what's going on in politics, what's going on in the world, and we may be constantly checking the news or other events. And while it seems like we're keeping informed, it actually causes us to become, at times, overwhelmed. And it distracts us from accomplishing the tasks at hand. You know, we don't always need to know the latest of what's going on. You know, gathering necessary materials to accomplish the job at hand will help prevent interruptions. We, as step five, need to leverage motivation and accountability. You know, sometimes we lack the motivation to do a task. Sometimes we need to sustain motivation by using rewards, like promise yourself a favorite snack or a walk or a leisure activity after completing a task. Find an accountability partner. You know, share your goals with a friend, colleague, spouse, or mentor who can encourage and check on your progress. And visual reminders, you know, inspirational quotes, vision boards, sticky notes can keep your objectives top of mind. You know, we need to remind ourselves of our ultimate reward. You know, our ultimate reward being eternal salvation. Matthew 16:27 says that the Son of Man will come in glory of his Father and his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works. And if we accomplish the works that we set out our hand to do, we will be rewarded for those. Sometimes we need to manage our mind as well, our mindset. You know, procrastination will stem sometimes from thoughts that are negative. We have to be careful not to have negative self-talk, like, I'm no good, I can't do this, I can't do that. That's negative self-talk. You're talking yourself out of accomplishing a task. You know, refrain from strategies that will deflect from accomplishing or achieving a task that's set before you. You know, we need to have compassion for ourselves as well. We need to practice self-compassion. You know, treat yourself kindly when you slip up. You know, berating yourself increases stress in your life, and it makes accomplishing the tasks ever more difficult. You know, challenge perfectionism also. Aim for good enough rather than flawless. It's better to have some progress in attaining some of your goals than to have paralysis and not being able to do anything. And also, visualize success in your mind. Picture yourself completing your task and then enjoying the benefits. You know, this mental rehearsal can boost our confidence and reduce anxiety. You know, in Philippians 3:13-14, the Apostle Paul said, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind." In other words, forgetting our past failures, our past problems that we've had, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Paul says, "I press forward to the goal for the prize and the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." We need to be focused on what that ultimate goal is, the reward of the just. Step 7 we can do is develop consistent routines. Consistency is a key to lasting change. Build routines that make productivity habitual. You know, start with a morning ritual. Establish a predictable routine at the beginning of your day. As I mentioned earlier, start off your day with prayer so that you can tell God what you want to accomplish. And then let Him help you clear the obstacles. Let Him help you clear the obstacles in your path. You know, set aside power hours during the day so that you can really focus on doing a specific task at a particular time when it maybe require more energy, because you maybe have more energy in the morning from 9 until noon rather than in the afternoon from 2 to 5. Set aside time to accomplish the most important tasks in your day. And then reflect and adjust. You know, review what you've accomplished. See strategies that are working and what needs to be tweaked. In other words, what do I need to do to change what I'm trying to accomplish? You know, develop a routine that works best for you. Create a plan of action. You know, step 8. Embrace imperfection and take action. You know, many people will wait for the perfect moment to begin. Remember, action that precedes motivation. Action often precedes motivation. Start before you feel ready, and momentum will build naturally. You know, as the saying goes, done is better than perfect. You know, sometimes we are kept from accomplishing tasks because we want it to be picture perfect. And that always can't be possible. Sometimes we just need to get things done. You know, you can use a 2-minute rule. If tasks take less than 2 minutes, do it right away. Get it done. Cross it off your list. Allow yourself to start small. You know, focus on tasks that are easily accomplished. Or maybe say, okay, let's start with the hard one first because I have the energy to do it now. You know, Christ stated at the early age of 12 that he was to be about his Father's business. You know, we all need to focus on that as well. Some of us have been on that journey of seeking our Father's business for a long time. Our energy isn't what it used to be. Yet our heart is still in the right place. You know, we've been shaping our minds to be more like God's mind for a long time. And Paul beseeched us in Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Living. Not a dead, burnt-out one, but a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And he cautions, and do not be conformed to this world. You know, being conformed to this world, trying to live up to the standards of this world, may not be the way to go. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, we may often procrastinate because we do too many activities in our life. We try to cram in too much non-essential activity that we leave off doing the really important tasks. You know, the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13, shows that while they were waiting for the bridegroom to return, they all fell asleep. But when the bridegroom did come, they trimmed their lamps. But there were five that hadn't prepared. They hadn't set aside enough oil to get their lamps growing. And you can read that in verses 1 to 13. You know, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now five of them were wise and five were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps but took no oil with them. They hadn't prepared. They hadn't set aside in the event of bad things coming in the road, bad things coming in the days ahead. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. You know, they all kind of tired out. They slumbered and slept. But at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. You know, they hadn't prepared. But the wise answered and said, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but rather go to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. That's something that we, as Christians, do not want to hear. You know, we want to be prepared. They all knew that Christ was returning. The bridegroom was returning. They hadn't properly prepared. They had procrastinated, maybe. Verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. You know, the five foolish had procrastinated and not doing what was really important. You know, overcoming procrastination is not about achieving perfection, but rather about progress, persistence, and growth. You know, by understanding what causes us to procrastinate, and by setting clear goals for ourselves, we can optimize our environment and cultivate a kind of a mindset of getting things done. You know, we can break this cycle and the delay of procrastination in our life. We can unlock our full potential. You know, remember, the journey is ongoing. Each small step forward is a victory worth celebrating. Our body and mind are being built for a temple of God. What we do with our life, how we build that temple, will determine whether or not God will come and abide with us. We need to focus on accomplishing the tasks laid out before us. You know, we don't want to put off to tomorrow the things that must be done today.